This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we have studied what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 about the Holy Spirit's part in producing and proclaiming God's Word, let's turn our attention to the final point that amplifies the focus of this chapter. God wants us to know what He has prepared for those who love Him. That point is the Holy Spirit's part in our perceiving God's Word. To start, look at verse 14. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man lives in a different world than the one who has by faith trusted in Jesus Christ and in the saving work he did by dying on the cross. If you don't understand the good news about Jesus Christ, then you have evidence that you are a natural man, not a spiritual man. Paul says in verse 8, "None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." You will only perceive the truth of what God has prepared for those who love Him when you put your faith in Jesus Christ for your salvation. It is then the Holy Spirit enters your life and begins illuminating the truth to your heart and mind. It's only then you will understand and not think it is all something foolish. My prayer is that you will take that step of faith in Christ. If you do, let me know. You can do that by logging on to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org. Go to the contact page to email me, or you can write me, Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio, 44072. I look forward to hearing from you, and I trust that this new life will truly be fulfilling for you.